Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Director General of the World Health Organization said today about the new coronavirus outbreak, quote, "This is not a drill. This is not a time for excuses. This is a time for pulling out all the stops." New York is responding from its schools to businesses to elected officials. Here to give us a quick update is WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Allison.
I know you guys are busy, so I really appreciate you taking the time to help us out. Let's start with government officials. They seem to be coming out and speaking to us daily. What kind of information are they giving us daily?
They're trying to do two things. They're trying to give us information about numbers of people infected and a little bit about what we know about the people infected. So, for example, you will hear on our news this morning, Mayor de Blasio saying there's an additional person who's tested positive overnight. You know, sometimes they'll say the neighborhood, sometimes they won't. We've been hearing a lot about the person in Westchester who's sort of like New York's patient zero, who seems to be responsible for the vast majority of cases in New York. We have a couple of dozen, and most of them seem to be linked to this person in Westchester, but some of them aren't. You know, some of them, we just don't know how they have gotten them. So what officials are saying is they're talking a little bit about the numbers. They're saying who's been tested, how many tests have come back negative, how many tests have come back positive, but they're also saying, look, the numbers are going to keep increasing because we're rolling out more and more testing. I'm sure people have been hearing about the lack of testing capacity in the United States writ large, which is slowly sort of changing. We still don't have anywhere near the testing capacity that we need. But as you test more people will test positive. In the beginning, fewer people were tested because they had very strict criteria. Now more and more people are being tested, so you will see people test positive. The overwhelming message from New York and New Jersey has been, go about your daily life. You do not have to avoid the subway. You do not have to avoid group gatherings. Just, you know, be careful. Wash your hands. You know, if you can stay a few feet away from someone, stay a few feet away from someone. Sneeze into your elbow. You're starting to hear that on the subway system now. So it's caution. They are trying to contain it. You know, they don't want it to spread. If you have symptoms of anything, they want you to, you know, stay home. Don't be out in public if you have a runny nose, especially if you have a fever, if you're coughing. You know, think about other people.
Let's talk about some of the public spaces. What's happening with our schools, both public and independent?
Mayor de Blasio has vowed that city schools are getting stricter cleaning protocols and that every school will have the cleaning supplies that it needs and the staff will have the supplies that it needs. As you know, as a school parent, that's not always the case. You know, those of us who have been longtime public school parents know that at the start of every year, you get an email from the teacher or the principal saying, hey, could you bring in five bottles of Purell and some soap? Mm-hmm. So there's some pushback from parents on that, but the city is vowing that it will, you know, make sure that schools are cleaned. There were a couple of private school closures today in New York, a female school on the Upper West Side called Spence and a male school called Collegiate on the Upper West Side, girls and boys schools, I should say, closed for sanitation in one case because a family is being monitored. Subways.
Those are two of the sort of fanciest.
Yes, those are very fancy. Schools. So far, no New York City public schools have been closed. A couple of religious schools in Westchester affiliated with the Westchester outbreak have been closed. Yeshiva University's Washington University campus has been closed. I believe that will be opened next week. But cleaning, you know, the MTA is now cleaning subways and buses more frequently. Gothamist actually sent someone to sort of like a press conference where you could watch a bus being cleaned. So you'll see those images on Gothamist later today. Even ferries are being cleaned. Our transit reporter, Stephen Nesson, actually said to me, and he's kind of, you know, the bar for Stephen Nesson is pretty high to impress him with something transit related. He said, man, I walked through Atlantic Terminal the other day. You could have eaten off the floors. It was so clean. So who knows? Maybe this is a good thing.
Let's talk about some of those numbers. You said that our public officials are coming out and giving us the numbers, and the numbers are going to shift and change. What do you think are some of the important numbers that our audience should know?
Well, I think self-quarantine is going to be one of those things we're talking a lot about. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio said that New York is asking people who have traveled to one of the five most affected countries, which is China, Iran, Italy, South Korea, and Japan, to voluntarily remain at home for 2 weeks. And right now, there's almost 2,800 people you know, not necessarily who are being quarantined for that reason or for other reasons due to possible exposure. So that's a pretty sizable number of people, and it's only going to grow. As a news director, I've been trying to get away from saying on our air all the time, New York is now up to 24 cases, because mm-hmm. I don't really believe that that's useful. I think that what is useful is trying to put it in perspective, and it sounds kind of trite because, you know, public officials and health officials keep stressing it, but it really is important to say that if you do develop the COVID-19 illness, 80% of people that develop it will experience mild symptoms that, you know, will range from a cold to a flu, and you won't need medical attention. You will need to be able to treat yourself at home. Maybe it's not that reassuring to hear that 20% will need medical attention and will need, you know, some sort of more serious intervention. But for the vast majority of people, this is an illness that will appear like a flu or a cold. And just a reminder, you know, tens of thousands of people get the flu every year. And the CDC tends to say that, like, somewhere in the United States, you know, something between 10 and 60,000 people die a year from the flu, which is also alarming. Mm-hmm.
My guest is WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines. We're just going through some of the who, what, where, when, why of what's going on today at 12:12 on this Friday.
I should say Governor Cuomo's speaking right now. He's addressing the latest. We have reporters listening to that. If anything huge breaks, he's always late. Not to malign him unfairly, but conferences that start at just supposed to start at 12:00 often don't start. You know, there might be a little squishiness there, but we'll have more at the 1:00 news break.
You mentioned that 20% of people who get infected will need medical care. How are our medical facilities and medical communities in our area preparing?
The line is, we are ready for anything. You know, you talk to like the nurses union or individual doctors, they will say, you know, we could use a little bit more of this, we could use a little bit more of that. But what we keep hearing over and over when we do reporting is that New York is really in pretty good shape. We have a very large public hospital system. We have a very large healthcare system writ large, and a lot of people in our region have healthcare. Having said that, you know, I just learned a little while ago that one of the new cases that was just reported of COVID-19 is a healthcare worker at the hospital in Westchester that was treating the original Westchester patient. So there's a little bit of spread in the healthcare community. Officials are asking people to not do things like hoard masks, you know, because those are things that really should be reserved for the healthcare community and not the average person, you know, on the subway or walking down the street. The healthcare community is saying, you know, we're in pretty good shape. And there are two hotlines that people can call. I can give out the numbers. We've called them, and they're actually pretty helpful. You know, Mayor de Blasio will also say, you can call 311. We'll give you information. But New York State's coronavirus hotline is 1-888-364-3065. And New Jersey's is 1-800-222-1222. And that's a place where people can call to get information about, should I get tested? You know, one of the things that we have seen some tension with Bill de Blasio in the past few days is he'll keep saying in his press conferences, if you have any symptoms, go to the doctor. Go to the doctor right away. Seek medical attention. And what we're seeing from some doctors, especially like family practitioners, is like, whoa, buddy, mm-hmm. don't just show up in my office if you think you have, you know, COVID-19. Call us first. So the Department of Health and doctors and hospitals are trying to set up lines where if you do think you have it, let us know, let us be prepared, and then we'll talk you through what the best way to get treated is.
And before I let you go, I just re-upped this to my team, the language.
This has been really tricky.
Yes, this has been tricky. So for our listeners, who I'm sure will appreciate this, can we go through the language of how to talk about this?
Are you talking about coronavirus versus COVID-19?
Mm-hmm.
Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that cause illness ranging from colds to flus to MERS and SARS. And the illness that we're talking about now is a coronavirus. Then you hear it called novel coronavirus because that means it's a new type of coronavirus that we haven't seen in humans before. And then the illness that it causes is called COVID-19, which stands for coronavirus disease 2019 because it was first reported in 2019. You see different outlets use them interchangeably, coronavirus and COVID-19, and we are trying to be careful about how we use it. But the important thing is it's almost like the difference between HIV and AIDS.
I'm going to read the sentence that was in our guidance. This is a sentence. At least 40,000 people in China have been tested positive for a new coronavirus. About 20% of those people have been hospitalized with COVID-19, the disease the virus causes.
Exactly.
So that helps people out.
I hope so.
You helped us out tremendously.
Thank you.
WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines. I know you've got a lot to do. Thanks for coming in, Kate.
Can I just throw in one thing?
Of
if people have questions about coronavirus, or they want the latest updates, our colleagues at Gothamist are really working the story. We're sort of live blogging the latest, and we have a fact section. So if you have questions, they are probably being answered there, and they range from, you know, where can I get treatment? Can I get it from my dog? Like, we've gotten tons and tons of questions, like, should I wear a mask? Should I not wear a mask? Please go to gothamist.com.
Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.